Chapter 11. Later that night, when Jazz Hoof had finally called rap on the day, Pinkie Pie was pooped. She had never danced so much in her entire life. The pink pony had twirled, bounced and four-stepped alongside Lyra and Bonbon to Songbird's Crystal Heart about a billion times. And they had to get up tomorrow and do it all again. How did Songbird and other pop stars manage such a wacky schedule all year long? Pinkie was already itching to plan a relaxation party at the swimming hole with her friends back in Ponyville when this was all over. Rainbow Dash would bring the floaties, Applejack would bring her cooler full of cold apple cider, Fluttershy could make a picnic, Rarity would provide some pretty umbrellas, and Twilight would read them a story while they relaxed. As Pinkie Pie trotted down from the stage and gathered her belongings, she kept her eye on Lyra and Bonbon doing the same. They'd never finished telling Pinkie why they'd been following her. Pinkie waved to them, but the pair was too busy whispering to each other to notice her flailing hoof motions. "Psst!" Pinkie Pie hissed, tossing a glittery party streamer toward them in a feeble attempt to get their attention. It arched over the sea of seats and landed perfectly, draped across Lyra's horn. They spun around in surprise. "Whoopsies! Sorry, Lyra," Pinkie Pie grinned. "Didn't mean to startle you. Perhaps I interrupted something?" "No," Lyra shook her head. "Of course not. We were just discussing what to have for dinner." Her darting eye said otherwise. Ever since the incident with the ruined sets earlier, Pinkie's suspicions had doubled. Lyra and Bonbon were the only ponies who had been missing right before the act. "Great!" Pinkie Pie replied, heading over. She put her hoof around each of them and grinned as she led them out of the stable centre. "What are we having? I'm starving." The Manhattan night was warm. The sun was setting over the city, and ponies were rushing home from their office jobs. The streets were alive with excitement, and Pinkie's heartbeat matched it. She was going to confront Lyra and Bonbon. They'd only trotted about a block when Lyra pointed to a diner with a neon sign of a knife and fork. "This place looks good, right?" Pinkie Pie recognised the restaurant. She'd eaten here back when Rarity was having her boutique opening. Her tummy rumbled in anticipation as she remembered the many stacks of delicious waffles slathered in syrup that she'd consumed that day. The ponies slid into a booth and placed their orders for 3 hamburgers, fries and chocolate milkshakes with sprinkles on top.
"Tell me, gals," Pinkie Pie said through slurps of milkshake, "why did you ruin Ritzy Rose's sets and why did you frame Countess Coloratura for it?"
"I was just about to ask the same thing," some pony interrupted.
Lyra, Bonbon and Pinkie Pie looked up to see that Crown Piece was standing over their table looking very annoyed.
"I stayed down to inspect the storage room after every pony went back upstairs, and I found these."
Crown Piece tossed a hoof full of peacock feathers from Ritzy Rose's sets onto the table. Bonbon shrugged.
"Some peacock feathers?"
"What does that prove?" asked Lyra through a mouthful of fries.
"Whoa!" Pinkie Pie's eyes were as large as the plates on the table.
"Are you guys actually birds? How have you been hiding this for so long?
What's it like to be a bird?
Have you spoken to Fluttershy about this?"
Crown Piece rolled her eyes.
"You two were missing for hours, and then I find this evidence. You were the ponies who sabotaged everything."
She plucked a feather from the table and held it up to Lyra's and Bonbon's faces. Pinkie Pie could now see that there were several mint-green tail hairs tangled in it. They were undeniably from Lyra. Immediately,
She went stiff and exchanged a funny look with Bonbon.
You've got it all wrong. We are just here to support Songbird Serenade.
Not any more. Thanks to Pinkie Pie here spilling her suspicions earlier.
Crownpie sighed with visible regret.
Lyra, Bonbon, I'm really sorry about this, but I've already alerted Jazz Hoof and security that I've found the ponies responsible. You two won't be allowed near the theatre any more.
Crownpie turned on her hoof and looked back over her shoulder.
I've worked too hard on this production to let any pony's performance be ruined.
Then Crownpie scurried off in a flash of silver and gold. Her mane billowed out behind her, leaving a cloud of glitter and scraps of paper from her files in her wake.
Pinkie Pie's jaw was already practically in her hamburger from the shock of it all when Bonbon blurted out,
Pinkie Pie, we're secret agents!
Lyra casually took a sip of her chocolate milkshake and then dropped the bomb.
We were on an undercover mission to save the Glammy Awards from monstrous doom.
She paused as Bonbon pulled an envelope from her saddlebag and pushed it across the table.
But since our cover has been blown, now it looks as if you're going to have to take over the investigation by yourself.
Pinkie Pie, if you don't find what we were looking for before the Glammy Awards, every pony will be in grave danger.